foot apart, and you throw them and try to ring that stop. And that's what you call playing horseshoe. Then say, it gets so close, it counts so many points, if you ring it, it costs five. If you ring the horseshoe, get around that stop, that was called 5 points. Well, 21 points was a game. Then who was closest wanted to get the 1 and 2 points. Dug out in the yard 3 or 4 foot deep where they'd, you know, throw them. And you'd have to move every once in a while and let them fill up. So you'd have two men down there on that then, two up here. Then one down there and you would be partners. And the other two would be partners and you'd be shooting against the other team. See which one get the game first. To kill him so you wouldn't kill a bull hog before he was worked on.
Oh, why not? I think...
Well, your meat wouldn't be any good. See, they have to be cut, as you call them.
Uh-huh. Well, why wouldn't the meat be good?
Well, it tastes. I won't go into that because I don't know the proper names for it, but you do have to work on all bull hogs unless you're going to use them for free. So you cut them while they're small.
I see. Okay, now we've been talking about hogs. Would you call them the same thing if they're small?
Pigs.
Pigs if they're small. They're really, really tiny.
Yeah, then they come up to shoals. When you get about half grown, you call them shoals. Then you call them sows and bull hogs. You can take hogs that you raise around here, they never was that wild. Unless you got a sow come in with young pigs, then they didn't want you to fool with the pigs while they were real young.
Yeah, if you had a wild hog, would it have a different name?
None but wild hogs.
Oh, okay. And what did you feed the hogs then?
You call them troughs.